Have you been thinking about starting a side hustle? Then you may want to think again. Because it's not the golden ticket you think it is. Well, certainly not for everyone. In this episode, I'm talking about the circumstances when pursuing a side hustle might not be the best choice and share the reasons behind this, so you can decide if personally you should consider it or not. And don't worry, if you realise a side hustle isn't for you, I've got an alternative. We'll explore how you can transition from employee to entrepreneur without the need to start selling alongside your busy career. Are you ready to find out why a side hustle is a bad idea? Then let's dive in. Hi, I'm Nicola O'Hara, and not so long ago, I navigated my way out of a successful corporate career to launch my dream business and haven't looked back. Now I live a life of freedom and work where, when, how, and with whom I choose. I created this podcast to teach you the strategies I learned and share the knowledge and tools I needed during my escape journey, so you can make your move out of your day job faster, smarter, and with greater ease. Think of me as your mentor, teacher, guide, and cheerleader through the highs and lows of the employee to entrepreneur roller coaster. If you're an aspiring entrepreneur feeling trapped, unappreciated, and unfulfilled in your job, and longing to break free to build a business and life you're passionate about, you're in the right place. This is the Powering Your Passion podcast. Well, hello, it's Nicola here, and welcome to another episode of the Powering Your Passion podcast. Today, I'm coming to you with a topic that might make you raise an eyebrow, especially if you've been with me and this podcast for a while. I'm going to talk about why starting a side hustle is a bad idea. Now, you may have heard me talk about side hustles before on this podcast and how they're a great way to add an extra stream of income alongside your job, and how they also can be a way of trying out an idea before going full time as a business owner. And I'm not taking any of that back. I still believe a side hustle can be a great option. But having worked with many aspiring entrepreneurs over the past few years who are in busy corporate and professional jobs, I'm now sure that side hustles are not for everyone. Because in the wrong circumstances, trying to balance a job and a side business can bring out feelings of failure, loss of self-belief, exhaustion, and can ultimately lead to burnout. So if you have tried a side hustle and just couldn't get it off the ground, or the thought of squeezing a new business in alongside your job makes you shudder, that's okay. In fact, I remember not being able to manage it either in my corporate job. Yes, I did a couple of writing projects and worked with a few clients, but I soon realised I could not make it into a regular thing, as I never knew when my day job would blow up and I just wouldn't have the mental bandwidth or physical time to work on it. If you want freedom in your work and life where you get to call the shots and can live and work where, when, and how you please, then you need to release yourself from the career or job that's crushing your creativity, starving your soul, and holding you back. So I'm not saying don't do it. You have to make that leap. But if you're thinking that a side hustle will help you do this, then listen up. Because in this episode, I'll share with you when a side hustle isn't the right decision and just why that is. I'll help you pinpoint if you should avoid or go for it so you can move forward with the right strategy. Then I'll walk you through what you can do instead to move the needle in your employee to entrepreneur journey so you can make traction towards your life of freedom. Imagine this, an aspiring entrepreneur in a busy corporate job starts a side hustle with the hope that it will eventually be successful enough for them to leave their career. They believe that if they just invest a few hours into it a week, they can start slowly building their business on the side until it's making enough money that they can leave and become a full-time business owner. They tell themselves that if they use every free hour they have productively, they'll be able to juggle both roles effectively and test out their business idea without taking any financial risks. But what actually happens is that juggling the demands of a full-time job with the responsibilities of a budding business results in neither getting the attention they need. Without time to switch gears mentally, the quality of work in their job and business can suffer. And instead, they end up feeling like they're failing at both and wonder how other people are able to manage it. You know, those people who rave about having a successful side hustle alongside their job that brings them loads of cash. Strategic planning, which is so important for a startup success, gets overshadowed by rushed tasks as they firefight issues with clients from both sides. As days turn into weeks, they find themselves spread too thin, with neither their job nor their business getting their best effort. Not to mention their home life, friends and family, which just don't get a look in as they try to do it all. The ultimate dream of nurturing the side hustle until it's making enough to replace the corporate job begins to feel increasingly elusive. And look, they're not wrong for believing that this approach will work. Everywhere you look, be it business magazines, online forums, or industry podcasts, experts sing the praises of the side hustle as the golden bridge from corporate conformity to entrepreneurial freedom. It's easy to internalize the message, if they can do it, why can't I? It can feel like you're falling behind and failing if you're not managing both. But let me pose this question. When was the last time most of these experts truly lived a day in the life of someone deep in the corporate trenches? Do they remember the exhaustion after a day filled with back-to-back meetings? The lack of time when you factor in commuting, overseas travel and cross time zone calls? The mental fatigue after navigating office politics? And some of the experts were only in corporate-type jobs for like 5 minutes, so they don't have the years and years of being on the hamster wheel behind them, or may not have even climbed the ladder enough to really know what the pressures are near the top. So it's essential to ask, are there well-intentioned pieces of advice rooted in today's corporate reality or their own distant memory? And look, I have to confess, even though I've only been out of corporate a few years, I had gone hazy on just how it felt to be there. Don't get me wrong, I still remember the feelings of frustration and being stuck and longing to be free to do my own thing. But the sharpness of those feelings has been slightly dulled. It's through my clients that I'm reminded of what that feels like and how hard it can be to juggle everything. By realizing this, you can begin to free yourself from unrealistic expectations. Yes, there are some people who manage to have it all, or seem to, but you should not feel bad if that's not you. Remember, your journey to freedom is uniquely yours, and comparing it to other people's long-ago journeys or people in totally different circumstances to you might not serve your best interests. As I said earlier, I do still believe side hustles can be great in some circumstances. For example, they can be perfect for someone who has a job where they actually do get to arrive at 9 a.m. and leave at 5 p.m. every day and are able to switch off from it, leaving all thoughts of work behind when they log off. For those who can spend an evening or a weekend without checking their work email for every 10 minutes or logging in to catch up on that urgent project. For those who have oodles of energy after they finish their workday and can jump into business mode straight away. For those who can drop their work hours to part-time to make time for their side hustle. For those who, being totally free in where, when and how they work, is not a major concern and they just want to have an extra stream of income alongside their job. If that describes you, then fantastic. You're in the right lane, cruising at the perfect speed, and a side hustle can be the great next step for you. But here's the thing. For many people buried under demanding careers, building a side gig might be like trying to ride two horses with one saddle. It's tricky and probably isn't going to end very well. And here are three reasons why. Reason one, double the clients, double the trouble. Picture this. Your day starts with a pressing email from an internal or external client you serve in your full-time job who's urgently waiting for an update. You're brewing your morning coffee, mentally preparing for the day ahead, and then a notification pings. It's a message from your side hustle client wondering if you've had time to review their latest request. Both are crucial, both demand attention, and both believe that they should be your top priority. It's like being pulled in two different directions at once, a human tug of war with no real winner. You find yourself managing two distinct sets of expectations, personalities, and timelines. Think about the cognitive overload. As we switch between roles and responsibilities, our brain needs time to adjust, a sort of mental palate cleanser. It's not just double the work, it's double strategic thinking, double the negotiations, double the compromises, double the potential for conflict. And this duality can be mentally exhausting, leading to decision fatigue, burnout, and not being productive in either realm. Now, while the idea of bringing in other income streams and embracing entrepreneurial spirit sounds amazing, you need to weigh these against the real-world challenges of serving two masters. Because in the end, spreading yourself too thin might not yield the depth of success you're looking for. Okay, reason two is the shackles of corporate rules. Diving into the world of side hustles while you're tied to a corporate job is like trying to swim with one foot chained to the pool's floor. You might make some progress, but there's always that weight pulling you back. And this anchor often takes the form of stringent corporate rules and guidelines. For starters, many companies have policies regarding outside employment. They might require employees to obtain prior permission before starting any external business opportunities. If you have a side business that they see is in conflict with your job or is too close to what you do for the company, this could actually be turned down. And even if it's allowed, it can have restrictions. For example, I actually did have approval from my employee to launch my business, but could not approach people from my network I was connected to because of my current job, and I couldn't even use LinkedIn to promote. I also had to be really careful in terms of what I said on other social media platforms. The general idea was that I could not let my personal brand get too big, which, when you're growing a business, really holds you back. I totally get why companies have these rules. They have to protect themselves. They invest heavily in crafting and maintaining a specific brand identity. And if your brand clashes with this image, it could be troublesome, even if your business is totally not related to your day job. This is especially relevant in the age of social media, where personal and professional boundaries can blur. A single negative tweet or Instagram post that goes viral, even if you don't respond, can impact your image and in turn your employer's image and reputation. Now, yes, you can work within the restrictions, but it makes it that much harder and takes more time that you don't have. In essence, the corporate world is riddled with invisible electric fences. While it's understandable while they're in place, they can limit severely your flexibility and freedom as a business owner. It's a constant dance, tiptoeing around rules and regulations and hoping you don't trip any alarms. And this can really stifle your creativity and your ability to be able to run your business as you want. And reason three is it's a detour, not a shortcut. Now, we've all been on those road trips where a short detour becomes an unexpected, long-winded journey, taking us miles away from our original destination. Similarly, side hustles can sometimes look like enticing shortcuts to our dreams, when in reality, they can divert us further away from our primary goal of leaving the employee world and being a full-time entrepreneur. The energy, time, and resources you invest in a side gig are often borrowed from the reserves you could be directing towards plotting your escape from the corporate world. Instead of crafting a robust exit strategy, developing your knowledge and skills, or networking in areas directly aligned with your business, you find yourself tending to the more immediate needs of your side hustle clients. Also, there's the illusion of progress. Because you're busy, because you see some financial return from your side gig, it's easy to think you're making headway towards your end goal. But are you really, or are you just running in place, mistaking activity for achievement? The challenge really lies in distinguishing between genuine stepping stones and distractions disguised as opportunities. Because the path to true freedom isn't about how many things you can juggle, but the quality and focus towards your chosen vision of success. Now, I can almost hear that question buzzing in your minds. If a side hustle isn't the golden ticket for those of us in demanding careers, what's the alternative? Well, if you are ambitious to build a business ASAP, if you feel called to do something more meaningful or impactful in the world, and you're willing to put in the work, then here's what you need to do. You build a simple digital business that is ready to launch as soon as you leave your job. By simple, I mean you have one idea, one product or service that you know people want, and one way of selling it to them. A digital business has many advantages. The main ones being there is far less complication because there are no physical products or brick and mortar shops or offices involved. And the initial upfront financial investment is pretty small. The beauty is you can start small and then grow and scale up later when you have more experience and bandwidth. Yes, you do still need to do additional work alongside your job to get this done. But there are no extra external pressures on your time. No clients with questions needing your help or problems to solve. You are in control of when, where, and how fast you build your digital business. You do need to be focused and disciplined, or it can end up being this business you're always building and talking about to people, but never getting around to launching. You need to have a robust and detailed strategy and launch plan so you can stay on track. You also need to make sure your house is in order. In other words, practically and financially, you have planned to bridge the gap between your salary that you earn right now and your income from your business. But if you've done the work and set it up right, then you will have a clear idea of how long that will be for. I always say you need to have at least 6 months living expenses in the bank, preferably a year. That does take some time and sacrifice to save, but allows you to take a clean break and work 100% on your business launch. Overall, this approach will allow you to become your own boss more quickly and with greater ease, because you're not splitting your mind power between the demands of two sets of clients. You don't have to navigate the rules and regulations of your employer, and you're not being slowed up by the day-to-day running of a business on top of your job. Also, with a digital business set up in a simple way, you can launch really quickly and without a lot of upfront financial investment. The bottom line is, side hustles are not for everyone. In the right circumstances, they can be a good choice, but not for those who have super busy roles, are ambitious to do something more impactful in the world, and who genuinely want to leave employeedom as soon as possible. Now, don't let the weight of what side hustle experts say or glamorous success stories cloud your judgment. They aren't you. Be attuned to your own rhythms, your energy ebbs and flows. Recognize when your circumstances are conducive to having a side business and when they're not. Because at the end of the day, it's not about doing what everyone else is doing. It's about crafting a path that respects your well-being, honors your ambitions and aspirations, and aligns with your unique situation. Don't waste your time squeezing in a business on the side. Instead, go full out on building something that's simple, that you can launch with a bang when you step away from corporate conformity and into your sparkly digital entrepreneur shoes. Thanks for tuning in today. If you resonated with what we covered, then please take a moment to subscribe to this podcast and you'll be notified when the next episode is released. To read about the key points I mentioned, go to the show notes. The link is in the episode description. And remember, you deserve to live your passion. So go for it. This is your time. Hey, so if you enjoyed this episode, make sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or Amazon, so you know as soon as a new episode is released and don't miss out. And while you're there, feel free to give a rating or drop in a comment. I would love to hear from you.